Hello, and welcome to the GCSE History Revision Hub, your expert guide to acing your exams. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most challenging but fascinating periods of Tudor history, the Elizabethans, from 1580 to 1603. Now, I know what you might be thinking, the Golden Age, Shakespeare, Gloriana, but the examiners at OCR want you to look beyond the myth. This period is really about crisis, conflict, and control. Get this right, and you're on your way to securing top marks. So for the next 10 minutes, we'll break down the core concepts, dissect some exam technique, and finish with a quick-fire quiz to make sure that knowledge is locked in. Let's begin. Right, let's tackle the core concepts. There are three big themes you absolutely must master for this period: the Catholic threat, the problem of poverty, and the rise of a new culture. First, the Catholic threat. From 1580, this wasn't just about people quietly refusing to go to church. This was a direct threat to Elizabeth's life and throne. You need to know about the Jesuit mission of 1580. These were highly trained missionary priests like Edmund Campion and Robert Parsons, sent from Europe to secretly minister to English Catholics and, in the government's eyes, stir up rebellion. This led to a major government crackdown. Candidates who get the top marks will name the key legislation, the 1581 Act to retain the Queen's Majesty's subjects in their due obedience, which raised the recusancy fine for not attending church to a massive £20 a month. That's a specific detail that screams level 4 answer. This threat then escalated into a series of plots. You need to know at least two. The most important are the Throckmorton plot of 1583 and the Babington plot of 1586. The Babington plot is crucial because it directly implicated Mary, Queen of Scots, leading to her execution in 1587. For the exam, you must be able to explain how this chain of events, from Jesuit priests to the execution of a monarch, intensified the conflict with Catholic Spain, leading directly to the Spanish Armada in 1588. Don't just list the plots, explain the causal links between them. That's how you show the examiner you understand historical causation. Second, let's talk about poverty. This was a huge social crisis. Why? A combination of factors. You have long-term issues like population growth from 3 to 4 million during Elizabeth's reign and enclosure, where common land was fenced off by the gentry for sheep farming, displacing rural workers. Then you have short-term triggers, like the disastrously bad harvest between 1594 and 1597, which caused food prices to skyrocket. The result was a growing army of landless, unemployed people known as vagabonds or the wandering poor, which the Elizabethan government saw as a major threat to social order. How did they respond? This is where you earn credit for knowing the specifics of government action. The key legislation is the Elizabethan Poor Law of 1598 and 1601. This is a landmark piece of legislation. It distinguished between the deserving poor, the old, sick, and young, who would be cared for in their parish, and the idle poor or sturdy beggars who could be whipped, imprisoned, or even executed. Being able to explain this distinction is vital for any question on Elizabethan society. Finally, culture and control. This isn't just about entertainment. Think of the theater. The 1580s and 90s saw the rise of the first purpose-built theaters like the Rose and, of course, the Globe in 1599. For the masses, it was cheap entertainment, but for the Privy Council, it was a headache. Large crowds could lead to riots, crime, or the spread of plague. Plays themselves could be a form of propaganda. The government controlled this through the Master of Revels, who censored all scripts. At the same time, plays like Shakespeare's Richard III presented Elizabeth's Tudor dynasty as the saviors of England, reinforcing their legitimacy. So, when you write about theater, link it to the theme of government control and propaganda. That's the synoptic link that impresses examiners. Now, for some crucial exam technique, let's focus on the common mistakes candidates make. The biggest one is chronology. This paper is on 1580 to 1603. Do not write about the religious settlement of 1559. That's from the early part of her reign and won't get you credit here. Focus on the later crackdown. Another pitfall is treating Catholics as one group. An examiner will give more credit if you distinguish between moderate Catholic recusants who just wanted to practice their faith in private and the radical plotters working with foreign powers. Nuance is key. For the how convincing is this interpretation? Questions, that's AO4. The single biggest mistake is analyzing the provenance, the NOP, or nature, origin, and purpose. The OCR mark scheme is explicit. You are credited for testing the content of the interpretation against your own detailed knowledge. So, if the source claims the Armada failed only because of the weather, you should counter this by bringing in your knowledge of English tactics, like the use of fireships at Calais and the superior design of English galleons. Your own knowledge is the weapon here, not generic comments about the author. For the 18-mark essay, the command word is everything. If it asks for the main reason, you must argue for one factor while still discussing others. A classic structure is to analyze two or three factors in separate paragraphs and then, in your conclusion, state which one you believe is the most important and why. For example, was the Catholic threat greater from home or abroad? You might argue that while the Armada was a huge foreign threat, the internal plots were more dangerous as they aimed to kill the Queen and destabilize the government from within. A clinched, substantiated judgment is essential for level 6. Okay, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, you pause the audio and say the answer out loud. This is active retrieval, the best way to revise. Ready? 1. What was the name of the Jesuit priest executed in 1581 for treason? Edmund Campion. 2. What was the monthly fine for recusancy after the 1581 Act? 20. 3. The execution of which monarch in 1587 was a direct trigger for the Spanish Armada? Mary, Queen of Scots. 4. Name one long-term and one short-term cause of poverty in the 1590s. Long-term, population growth or enclosure. Short-term, bad harvests or inflation. 5. Who was responsible for censoring plays in Elizabethan England? The Master of Revels. How did you do? If you got all 5, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen to that section again. So, to summarize, the late Elizabethan period, 1580 to 1603, was a time of intense crisis. To succeed, you must understand the interconnected threats from Catholics both at home and from Spain. You need to explain the complex causes of the poverty crisis and the government's landmark response in the Poor Laws. And you must see culture, particularly the theater, not just as entertainment, but as a tool of control and propaganda. Remember to use precise, specific knowledge, names, dates, and laws to support every point you make. This is what separates a good answer from a top-level one. Thank you for listening to the GCSE History Revision Hub. Keep practicing, stay focused, and you will succeed. Good luck with your revision.